So there's a lot of advertising going on about if you're traveling to a southern destination, make sure you get anti-diarrhea this and anti-malaria that and anti-hepatitis this. Should we?
It depends on where you are going. And for our listeners, there is an excellent website that they can go to that will provide them with a lot of information on the basis of their destination. The website is called the International Association for Medical Assistance to Travelers, or IAMAT.org. It's a nonprofit organization. We use their information as well when counseling our patients, in part, to determine what vaccine somebody needs. For example, if you're going down to Dominican Republic, or you're going to somewhere in South America, or Southeast Asia, or somewhere in Africa, going on a jungle safari or climbing mountains, there are very specific diseases that are either endemic or associated with that place you're going to travel to. The most common vaccines, and sort of a mix and match depending on where you're going, the most common vaccines that are used, and in this area, especially when people head down south, is, depending on the country, hepatitis A and or B, typhoid, prophylaxis for malaria, and depending on the type of mosquito that is in the area, there may be a different medication to use to prevent malaria. For travelers' diarrhea, there's a compound, an oral vaccine, it's a powder that you mix with water called Dukoral, which prevents against E. coli-generated bacterias. And also not to forget that routine immunizations are important as well. So it's not just the tropical diseases, but it is also regular things, tetanus, polio, diphtheria, whooping cough, those kind of things, especially for children, that they should have before they leave. So there are many different types of vaccines. There also is the issue of people when they're planning to do their trip. If you're thinking about doing this a week or two before you leave, what will happen is that you can get the vaccines, but the problem is that you have to give the vaccines adequate time to allow your body to develop the antibodies to protect you. And you need at least 4 to 6 weeks before you do that. And so if you're going within 2 weeks, the hepatitis A shot that you may get will give you partial coverage within the 2 weeks, but not as much as it would have been had you had it 4 to 6 weeks before. So if you have a plan and you know you're going to be traveling, don't wait before 2 weeks before you leave. It's good to see somebody 4 to 6 weeks prior to that.
And what is that website again? IAMAT?
Yes, IAMAT.org, the International Association for Medical Assistance to Travelers. It's a fantastic site. It has a map on the first page saying, where are you heading? You click on there, and then it takes you to all the advice of what you need for that specific area.
Thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.